Well, let's get an update now from Eskom, a statement out this morning saying that we're in for a lot more load shedding, whatever you want to call it, than we were anticipating, because load shedding beginning from 9 o'clock this morning, going through until Saturday morning now, because the rolling power cuts were supposed to only be on tonight. So now we've got a situation where they're on for a lot longer than we were expecting because of the capacity constraints. So Sikonathi Mantshantsha, Eskom spokesperson, joining us now. Sikonathi, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Why has Eskom decided to extend the blackouts?
Good afternoon, Indian Sarinotum. Thank you for having me here. We decided to extend the load shedding because of the shortage, continued shortage in generation capacity. Last night, yesterday afternoon, we had a problem where Unit 1 of Kusile Power Station tripped, and we had Matimba Unit 5 also tripping. Those took out of the system 1,300 megawatts. We had then to rely on extensively on diesel to burn throughout the night, and we were not able to replenish as we had initially planned. That is the reason. And I'm glad, though, to say that those two units plus one unit at Arnott Power Station returned to service this morning. However, due to the inability to replenish the emergency generation reserves, which we had already communicated that we would rely on, particularly for this week, we had to continue load shedding until Saturday. We will have a reprieve because on Thursday, Unit 1 of the Kugak Power Station will indeed start generating again and will be ramped up to full capacity by Saturday morning. And we will return 5 other units during the week to put us in a position to be able to suspend load shedding come Saturday and hopefully for a few more weeks.
Mm. It's a very tricky time at the moment. We've got a matric exam starting on Wednesday this week, so a lot of people have been quite outraged by the extension of load shedding. And then, of course, the country goes to the polls on Monday, on the 1st of November. Is Eskom mindful of these big events when you're looking at this load shedding schedule?
Indeed, totally. Eskom is mindful of this, and this is the reason why Jan Oberholzer yesterday at the media briefing apologized to the nation at large and to everybody that has been so inconvenienced by this load shedding. It is, however, necessary to do this. It's not a choice that is available to us at this point. The failure to do this would have more disastrous consequences for the whole country for quite a long time. Failure to manage the system in this way, to implement load shedding. So it is totally regrettable. And we unfortunately just have to continue doing it until we're in a position.
And Sikonathi, is it your expectation that there will not be load shedding on Monday?
We are doing everything possible, Mandy, that we will not be in a position to load shed, particularly the rest of the coming week. You know now that giving such a prediction is quite a gamble on one's credibility. But the work that we have put in place now, returning the 6th generation units, that should give us about 6,000 megawatts in total during this week, should put us in a position where we will not be forced to load shed next week.
Sikonathi, thank you very much. Sikonathi Mantshantsha, Eskom spokesperson there on why load shedding has been extended. I wonder what impact load shedding will have on the vote. I've seen a lot of people commenting about this, whether or not it will undercut the ANC voting with the electorate, people being affected. I see that there has been some speculation about that. I wonder how much of an impact it will have on people's decisions, whether they will vote for the incumbent, for the ANC, or not, as a result of these ongoing blackouts.